Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
All right, time now for the latest mystery guest to sign in. I feel like we're doing What's My Line here. So who do we have?
Hey, Steve, hello. This is Mike from Mechanicsburg. Just telling Mike. You, I enjoy your show. I love listening to you, and I'd love to have more of you talk and less of that strawberry guy after the basketball games.
Mike. Oh, my goodness. Well, you're going to talk Gerard?
Hey, it's Coach Shrewsbury, Steve. How you doing, man?
Coach Shrews. You know, I always love less of that strawberry guy. Coach Shrews, how are you? I missed you last night because I know you were out recruiting, even though I guess it, everybody was sick. But, yeah, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I just wanted to call on and, you know, congratulate you on your show. 10 years is awesome. And that,
but I need long, you. I need you to stay here 10 more years.
You know what? That means you're doing a good job if you're here for 10 years. And like you being here and doing this, it's either you have a great show or they can't find anybody else to do it.
I vote the latter. I vote the latter. We'll go with that one. I'll tell you, it's one of the great things that's happened. Is that, you know, it was getting you on board. I've told everybody this because Dick and I love working with you, and it's been great to watch how you coach. It's to me, it's not just watching the game, but it's how you coach at practice. Now, I got to tell you, Fish last night hung in at practice.
You know what? Those guys, it's so much fun to work with our guys. Like, and now, like, you know, even for me, it's everything's so new. Right? Like, I've never been a head coach, and now it's February, and how do you treat the season in February? How do you keep your guys focused and on edge? But now you shorten the season, or you have to shorten practice so they're healthy and doing all that. So it's so much fun. I'm having so much fun with these guys, and you know, I love, you know, traveling and being around you and Dick and getting a chance to talk to you guys after games. And you know, you've seen a lot more basketball than you've probably forgotten more basketball than some of us have ever seen.
Excuse me, I wasn't around Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. So I think I'll give you credit there. I wasn't around Gordon Hayward from midcourt. I'll give you credit on that one. How about that?
You know, that was just a side product of me being in the right place at the right time. No, that's.
I think you just described my career.
Inspiration all the time for our players.
Yeah, but you know, that is part of it, being in the right place at the right time, meeting the right people. So, like at this, you know, at this point in my life and career, I get to intersect with you, which is really cool and great. It's amazing. I'll tell you what I tell my class all the time. I tell them, you know, when you're in this business, I said, listen and observe. You'll learn so much. I cannot tell you how much I've learned from you in the last 3 or 4 months, because there's some things that you do that are the same as somebody else and some things that you do that are different that I really like and are better. It's amazing just on observation or listening what you can learn.
It is. Yeah, like in all parts of life.
Yes.
And so, yeah, you're telling your students the right thing, because I still watch and learn and listen. I don't get to do it as much now as I did when I was an assistant coach. But I used to watch, you know, about every game I could, whether it was NBA or college, just to pick up a little bit here or there. Like now, most of my time goes into focused on our team and scouting whoever we're playing next. I don't get to watch random games, but I learned so much. That was a huge part of being in the NBA, was watching all these other coaches. There's, you know, 30 great head coaches in the NBA. And, you know, somebody runs something really good, you're going to see 5 to 6 coaches running the same exact thing the next game.
That's true, Mike. I know. That's exactly what happens along the way. Well, you know what's fun about this is we get to sit down for a half hour and do this again tonight. So
That's right. I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait to be there and enjoy more company and talking about Nittany Lion basketball. It's always a good thing.
How about this? Well, how about you and I agree the best, as much fun as we're having now, the best years are yet to come. How about that?
That's right. Best years are yet to come.
Sir, thank you. A privilege, the fact that you even called the show, Mike, means a lot to me. And, you know, and we'll see what we can do about that strawberry guy in the postgame show.
we'll do something, but congrats again. 10 years on the show, 40 years with Penn State basketball, and I know you, you're doing an unbelievable job, and everybody around here commends you, and we're glad that we get you. You're our own.
Well, Coach, thanks. I appreciate you more than you know. Thank you so much.
Yep. Have a great day. I'll
thanks.
See
you
tonight.
You too. Safe trip back.
All right. Thanks, Steve.